This is Birthday Skin. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Amy. And this is the podcast where we try and make the confusing world of skincare as simple as possible.
Every week, we will give you plenty of tips, advice, and product recommendations by doing in-depth research and speaking to the experts to make sure that what we're telling you is the truth.
Because, let's face it, we're not dermatologists. We're just obsessed with skincare. And you know what? I like to think we have a laugh along the way.
So, Ames, before we get on with the episode, I just wanted to give a shout out to SkinSpace because they are our brand new sponsor.
How exciting.
Super exciting.
So, skinspace.co is a brand new website what specialises in just skincare. So, if you want to go and find your new obsession, please do check it out. It's all super affordable. Mm-hmm. And not only is it offering you all the latest cult and niche brands, it's also giving you the best point scheme.
It is insane. So you know when you go into a shop and you've got your points card, and once you've handed over your hard-earned cash, you eventually get something back at Christmas
when you've spent £1 million.
Exactly. Well, with SkinSpace, you don't actually have to just buy products for points. You obviously will get them when you purchase something, but you can also earn points by doing things like referring friends and leaving product reviews. So you don't always have to part with your money, you know, just making it extra affordable.
Amazing. Do rack up your points, because it's always worth it.
Exactly. So if you want to start earning some points, head to skinspace.co.
Hello.
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 How are you, Ames?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
Good, good.
Hopefully people know who we are, our voices and whatnot now. Mm. We've started putting more little bits on our Instagram so that people get to know us, hey?
Hee hee. I'm the better looking one. You're the one with no spots. Shut your face.
Yeah, if you see anyone with spots on Instagram, it's me.
Shut your face. Mm-hmm. I still get spots.
Well, yeah, not as big and beefy as mine.
Yeah, you're just beefy in general.
Thanks, Angel.
Beefy.
I don't really have much to update you on, to be honest, Ames.
Neither do I.
Still absolutely obsessed with Willida.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Still can't get over it, honestly. I just can't deal with it. It's just so good.
Yeah, I really like it. It's nice. It's a little lip balm as well.
Yeah, all over.
I need to invest in some more, actually. My hands are dry.
You're dry as bitch, just like me.
No, my hands are dry. Now my face.
Oh, sad.
But yeah.
Well, I guess on that note, we should probably just get straight into it, Ames.
It's going to be quite a short one, this, isn't it?
But it is. We're quite excited, really.
We are.
I'm very excited about this.
Me too.
As a dry ass bitch.
You're a dry ass bitch. So if you haven't noticed already, we did like a little series ages ago where we basically like took a load of buzzwords and trending ingredients that were floating around and basically did a little bit of research into what they were, how they worked, what they did, whether they're worth it or not. And in this, we included like retinol, squalane, hyaluronic acid, things that just sound scary.
Always on adverts and
stuff
like that.
And things that are always advertised as being, you know, one of the main sellers in a product. And if you don't know what it is, you're like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
And honestly,
is that?
It's good. Honestly, basically, obviously, it's good to know what's in your skincare and what you should be looking out for.
Yeah, basically, it's just all those words you can't say.
We're
just like blah 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 blah.
So we found another one, didn't we?
Yeah.
A good few weeks ago, and we've been wanting to do an episode on it ever since. We've not got that much information, and neither of us have actually tried it, but we wanted to just get it out there, do some research, and make all our lovely listeners aware of what it actually is.
Because it's scared of it.
Yeah, because I've actually seen it in not loads, but it's sneaky. It's getting sneakily in. Yeah. A few things.
Different products, yeah. So it was actually termed by Glossybox as the new hydrating wonder ingredient.
What?
So for anybody who's looking for some extra hydration, this is the thing for you. So it's called polyglutamic acid,
also known as. Awful.
I know. It just sounds like you'd put something in it to just burn it and singe it and get
something
gone
that
with
you
it.
Could like dissolve a dead body in.
It's also known as a PGA.
Yes, I saw that. That's what you should be looking out for.
Yeah.
On the back of your ingredients. It's like, you know, your hyaluronic acid is ha.
Yeah.
Ha.
But then there was also the hydroxy acids as well, which was a ha.
Oh, God.
There's just so many. It's very confusing.
Ha. PGA. Ha.
Ha. But yes, it's actually derived from fermented soybean. Did you know? I know you love a bit of soy, Ames.
Bloody love soy. Chocolate soy milk is my favourite thing in the world.
You neck that like this.
I do. Honestly, I'll buy a carton if it's on offer. I will never buy if it's not on offer because it's like £2. Mm-hmm. And I don't need chocolate soy that much to spend £2 on it. God, I sound like a tight bitch. But I do. I get budgets, you know.
Yeah.
This gal's saving for things.
Yeah.
Got budgets.
Holidays, you know.
But yeah, I neck it like there's no tomorrow.
Oh, God. To be fair, it is delicious. Mm. I wasn't on the hype until you gave me it.
It is bloody...
A lovely little dairy-free chocolate milkshake.
Bloody glorious it is.
Mm-hmm. Basically, I mean, saying it's from fermented soybean makes it sound disgusting. It doesn't smell. It doesn't
I hate the word
weird.
Fermented. I just hate it because it makes me think of kimchi. There's obviously fermented cabbage. And I hate... Kimchi.
You know what it reminds me?
I hate it.
I hate kimchi.
It's disgusting.
Have you, it reminds me of I'm a Celeb when they have the fermented eggs. They've been like rotting for 100 years or whatever.
That is vile.
Absolutely disgusting. Oh God, I just think about it on the Bush Tucker trial. Oh, it makes me want to die.
Awful, awful.
It's just bloody horrible. But yeah, it's just like a nice normal product. It's just derived from that.
Don't be scared, guys.
But there's been quite a lot of articles and bloggers and stuff saying that it's like the next best thing when it comes to like hyaluronic acid.
Yeah, I saw a lot of them.
Yeah, and I kind of wanted to look into why this was and how it worked and whatnot. And basically, you know how we blathered on for ages about how with hyaluronic acid you have to use a moisturizer after it?
Yeah, to keep it locked in.
Yeah.
Keep it on lockdown.
Yeah, because basically your hyaluronic acid, if you've not heard our episode, it works by, it's a humectant, so it attracts the moisture, but then it doesn't actually stop it from escaping. It just kind of gets it there and then keeps it for a while until it wants to run away.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this is like... The hyaluronic acid 2.0.
Oh my God.
And it forms its own little layer.
Forms like an onion. Little,
yeah. I'm an ogre.
I've got layers.
Probably another nation of people who are just offended there. I've got layers.
Well, he's an ogre. He's Shrek. That didn't sound like Shrek.
No, it did not. Shrek.
Did not sound Donkey.
Like... Donkey. That also did not sound like Shrek.
Fiona! Sorry for anyone tuning in to actually learn about polyglutamic acid.
To anybody who's not seen Shrek, and if you haven't, what are you doing in your life?
There's nobody that would listen to Birthday Skin that's not seen Shrek.
Mm.
And if you haven't, please get in touch.
I would really like to call people out who haven't, so please will you let us know if you've not.
You know what? If you have seen Shrek, just leave a 5-star review saying, I have seen Shrek.
That's it. Shrek, Shrek, Shrek. Or maybe just Donkey.
Donkey.
Fiona. Charlie and Amy.
I love birthday skin.
I'm an ogre.
I wish people could see you right now, Ames.
Okay.
Maybe I should do a little
Absolutely not. I'm all down for other pics and stuff, but not of a pic of me going, okay. You're about 80 chins.
Yeah, sorry. Well, I'll not take it.
Thanks, bitch.
But yes, basically it forms a layer.
Wow.
Which is just super handy when it comes to obviously not letting anything escape.
Mm. God, it's really needy then, isn't it? Like, mm-hmm. If you will stay here, you will get moisture and you will keep it in.
Yeah.
It's you're actually going anywhere.
You're treating moisture as a prisoner.
Mm. Who do you think you are?
I know. So basically, you don't necessarily have to use a moisturizer after it, but we would recommend that you do because then it's just extra moisturizing benefits.
Everybody wants that little bit of extra moisture.
The good thing as well is it's good for all skin types, so if you're dry or a bit oily, like, just keep that moisture on in there and you're going to stay nice and plumpy no matter what.
I also read, you know how we're comparing it to hyaluronic acid, because mm-hmm. obviously hyaluronic acid is a humectant, nothing escapes.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading as well that they, so because of that factor, they could be seen as, like, you know, rivals in the skincare industry,
mm-hmm.
whereas they are actually bezimates.
Best
and
friends.
When used together,
mm-hmm.
can be like the most amazing combo of skincare, like serums that you could use.
Do you think that's basically us?
What, the amazing combo?
You'd be the hyaluronic and I'd be the polyglutamic.
I actually think I'd be the polyglutamic.
What, because you've got a layer?
Layers! No, because
you're
know.
An ogre.
I don't know, you know. I'll Who be the hyaluronic first? Acid. Who's the best one? Me.
So you're hyaluronic acid then?
No, polyglutamic. I don't let anything out. Yeah, I'm needy as fuck, so maybe I would be that one.
Yeah, listen at you.
I would be that one. I am in control.
I have control here.
If you did want to use the two together, you would obviously use your hyaluronic acid first and then the polyglutamic acid afterwards to stop any moisture escaping. And yeah, amazing. That's all I've really got to say. Also, really good as a primer because of that little film that it creates.
Yeah, that film. Really I reckon it would be really nice to, if you go in, if you wanted to use it as a primer, maybe don't put a moisturiser on afterwards because then obviously you're not getting the priming benefits from it. But basically, normally you would do your cleanse, your tone, then your hyaluronic acid, then your polyglutamic. But if you don't have hyaluronic, then just skip straight to the poly.
Yeah, you're not going to really miss
I like how I'm calling it poly now.
To be fair, I might as well because it's a bloody mouthful.
It really is. Eye roll. I should take a picture of the eye roll for Entail. Yeah, by the way, you know we're on Entail by now, right? Everybody knows.
Yeah.
It's just a nice little app where you can see pictures and links and things that we put on there. It's free.
Yeah, I think it's really good.
And
speaking of Entail, you'll be able to see the next... the products that I am going to recommend that contain poly. So I've gone for two products.
Yeah.
Wow, big range.
Wow, loads.
However, I couldn't find that many. So here's your two. Here's your lot. Like it or lump it. So you've got your Inky List, which is where we actually heard of it first, isn't it?
Yeah, we saw it and we were like, oh my God, what on earth is
that?
Yeah,
like what for?
So this episode isn't really to tell you some really great story about polyglutamic acid. We're just telling you what it is because it's got such a weird name.
Yeah, and we want to make you all aware of it just in case you come across it and think, fuck, what is that? We can just be like, we got an episode on here. But yeah, so the Inky List sells a 30ml bottle of pure polyglutamic acid for $12.99. And the Inky List is quite renowned as well. Renowned for selling like the pure ingredients and, you know, in like purest form for a decent price.
Yeah.
So if you want it, if you're looking for anything else, then do check them out because we've tried a few, haven't we?
Yeah,
like the
rosehip
oil, squalane.
I'm obsessed with their rosehip
oil. Really, really nice. Yeah. We've not actually tried this, like we said, but we might get on it and let you know how we we needed to learn about it ourselves first and thought we'd keep you updated in the process.
Yeah.
And then the second, tiny bit more pricier.
Ooh.
And this isn't pure poly acid. It only has it in it. But to be fair, it is, I'd probably say about a third up in the ingredients list. And we've spoken about before, the higher a ingredient is in the ingredients list, the more potent it is. So it's not, like it's fairly in there. And that is something that's quite popular across the pond, I've heard. But they also sell it on Cult Beauty. If you have a spare £80 to spend on a 50 mil Kate Somerville Wrinkle Warrior serum, then you know, get your spare fix of poly acid in that.
Christ. Well, Ames, I was going to say that they do have other benefits to polyglutamic acid.
Go on then.
And obviously it's that you, it does make you look a lot younger because you're really plumping out any of your skin. So hiding the fine lines, you know, anything else you're trying to hide. But it's also commonly paired with AHAs for exfoliation. Because obviously sometimes when you're exfoliating, you do need to try and keep moisture in there because you don't want anything to be too harsh.
Yeah, you don't
want
to lose it,
So I actually found the Star Skin Glow Star Peeling Perfection Puff.
What?
Peeling Perfection Puff.
The Glow Star Peeling Perfection Puff.
Which is basically like, it looks like a sheet mask sachet. So you peel off the top, drop a few bits of water in there, give it a mix around while it's still in the bag, take it out and give it a buff and then put it back in. You can use it three times and that's got polyglutamic acid in and it's basically just like a skin peel type thing. And that has it in there. But it's also quite commonly used alongside niacinamide to even out skin tone.
Lovely.
Yeah, so it can, I think it basically, it's a very popular product, you know, it's got a lot of friends.
Yeah, I reckon people will be seeing it pop up quite a lot over the next few months because the way these articles are selling it is literally like the next best thing in skincare.
Yeah.
The next best thing to invest in.
Yeah.
And when I say invest, if you want in the Inky List, $12.99 is not a lot of money to be spending
on
something.
It's not that much of an investment.
What claims to be such an amazing benefit for your skin.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. But no, I think, to be honest, it's one of these things where it's kind of there and it always has been there, but you're just never fully aware of it.
Yeah.
And now there's a brand that's kind of cottoned onto it. Now it's becoming one of these products that people need to look out for.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing PGA and polyglutamic acid flying around everywhere in Boots and Superdrug and whatnot.
And give this a little listen if you did want to know more.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
It's not been a long-winded app, has it? But I just think, like we said, it's just
Very informative, yeah. I also find that even though we do all this research, I'll go on some websites and I'm like, I have no idea what that is. You're just trying to outsmart me because I have no idea. Mm. I clearly have no idea. So then I go and do my research so that you don't have to.
We are birthday skin.
Yeah, so there are quite a few handy little products that it's already in. But I reckon it would be really good to have if you especially have dry skin or dehydrated skin.
Yeah, I think
to try and include it in your routine. But yeah, I think that's it from me, Ames.
Me too.
Not gonna really lie, very short episode, but hopefully people know what it is now.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. I've got a bit of a funny story.
Go on.
If you want to hear it.
Go on.
So, you know, I deleted that picture a few weeks ago now.
Oh, you're still going on about this, Charlie?
Yeah.
I'm just about getting over it and then you remind me of it all the time.
Well, you see, I was thinking I really need to up my game now because obviously I have to take pictures and I have to do things for the Instagram and
the green.
I fucked up, so I should probably do a bit more than usual. I went home a few weekends ago. And I was like, well, I'll just see what skincare mum's got going on at the minute. I've not been home for a while. Maybe she's got something new.
Go on, Amanda.
Turns out she has. Woof, God, she's got a good selection. You know what? She never had a good selection before birthday skin.
Did she not?
Then she started listening and she's flying. I'm proud. Very proud.
Wow.
And anyway, I decided I was just going to try what's that brand called? Lizzo,
go on.
She's got a Lizzo cleanser. And as I pumped it out onto my hand, I was like, whoa, this is the most beautiful. And actually, I've missed a vital part of this story.
What's the vital part?
I was absolutely bollocksed. I was so pissed.
Oh, for God's sake.
And I just had a bit too much wine, a bit too much gin, you know, got quite merry. I was having a nice time.
Definitely not weekend. A good mix.
Yeah, no. So I started using it and I was like, pumped it out onto my fingers. And I was like, wow, what a beautiful pattern this has made. It reminds me of Texture Tuesday.
Wow.
And I took all these pictures and I was like, God, Amy's going to be so proud of me. Look, getting all these nice pictures of skincare for the Instagram. It's making all these nice patterns on my fingers. And then it was only a few days ago that I actually looked back onto my phone. I was like, what the fuck is that? And I thought it was squirty cream. It's just I've had this mini photo shoot in my bathroom with a collection of some of the worst Texture Tuesday pictures you've ever seen in your life.
Please, will you put one on Entail?
I'm going to put it on Entail. So if you are listening on the Entail app, just go and have a look now. And you can, I even tried to edit it.
So you can't polish a turd, Charlie.
I really did. I really went in trying to polish this little turd. And it's like a white turd. But it did make such a nice thing. I remember the funniest part of it was I'd done it upstairs in the bathroom and I pumped it onto my fingers. And then my phone was on charge downstairs. And it was like 2 a.m. I'd been out for a nice meal with my mum and dad and had a few too many glasses of wine. And I run downstairs and Alex is there and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, can you just pass me my phone, please? Because this face wash I've just put on my hands looks really nice and it's going to be Tuesday again soon. So I need Texture Tuesday. And he's like, right, okay.
When Texture Tuesday takes over your life.
And honestly, I just forgot that I'd taken them until now.
I really want to see these. Why
they look a bit like your earrings that you're wearing now, like a frilly. I mean, yeah, it really is quite entertaining, to be honest. But it was a very funny story and you've seen it now. Maybe I should put it, I'll put it on Birthday Skin IRL as well.
Oh, here we go. Birthday Skin IRL is the bane of my life.
I bloody love it. It's basically us just being us.
I just like how there's no filter. So whenever you need to upload something, you don't give a
you
shit.
Literally, yeah, you literally, yeah, you just get the picture and post it.
Don't give
just
a shit about
the caption
filter,
and it's done.
So sometimes no context is all it needs.
To be fair, there's already a failed Texture Tuesday on there, so we're doing really well.
Yeah, my face is like a bead. Oh my God, and if you look, it's the one from, what day is that? It was what? Let me check what day it was.
It was a Tuesday because
7th. Well, I was trying to find the right date so people could go back and look. So it's from the 7th of May.
On
right?
the IRL
so
account.
Yeah, on the IRL. It's a swipe. You can see my little finger trying to mush around this cleanser. But if you swipe to the next one.
Mush around.
Swipe, like zoom past my face, look in the mirror.
Our
mine
heads.
And Charlie's heads look exactly the same.
It's
just
really
two little
weird.
Blonde poos on the top of both of our heads. Just look, please. Excuse my eyebrows and my face and my big bollock of an eye. It's awful. You all right?
Oh, God. It's just so funny. I like the way you described your face. Your eyes is a bollock.
Where I've taken the cleanser out of that tub as well also kind of looks like a vagina. Look.
I'm going to put this picture on.
Look, it's got actual flaps.
Oh!
Can you see?
You're disgusting. You know what, Ames? Oh, my God. I just realised that girl that couldn't work out you and me.
Mm.
She probably thinks I've said some vulgar things on this podcast.
You lot are dirty one, that's
like
why.
It's like Freaky Friday.
I woke up in Charlie Perry's bad day. Somehow this turned in a Freaky Friday.
Oh, God. Well, you enjoy eating 6 bags of crisps in a row. I've eaten 4 in a row today.
You're a big fat pie.
Going
I
on holiday soon as well.
I feel like
again.
Shit.
God save me. Anyway, I guess on that note, we should probably stop chatting wham and let people get on with the commute to work or their tea or whatever they're doing.
I bet some people out there were so excited to hear. It's going to be a short one today. And here we are talking about vagina and cleansers and poos on heads and...
You are, not me. I'm Charlie from Doncaster. This is my voice. I'm the one with brown hair. I'm the one with the mole on the face.
It's a way signature to look. Yourself. Yeah, true. I'm the one with glasses.
Yeah, fair. Very fair point.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, as usual, thank you very much for listening.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't subscribed, please do. Tell your friends, tell your family.
And
maybe leave a little review as well if you don't mind, because that would be lovely.
Do let us know how the app's going on Intel for you if you're using it. I want to know the little user journey if people are enjoying it.
Yeah, me too. It is very handy. Mm. And like we said, you don't have to pay to download it and you don't have to set up an account or anything boring and annoying like that. You just get it and go, just like you do with anything else, like Spotify or iTunes.
Yeah, baby.
So, yeah, do let us know what you think and leave a review as possible, if possible. And it would be even better. Oh, my God. You know what? You know what? I'm going to say it, Ames.
What?
We should send a little tote bag out to the people that leave a review from this date forward with some kind of Shrek quote in it.
Shrek, just Shrek.
Leave something nice so that people obviously understand that what we're about and your genuine, honest reviews. But if you leave a Shrek review, then I'm going to give you a little freebie.
I mean, maybe not Shrek.
Yes,
maybe
a nice review.
Shrek.
And maybe mention Shrek so that we know that you were listening and you actually paid attention to what we said.
Okay, right.
Right. Fiona, I'm gonna go.
So I'm Fiona and you're Shrek. You're the one that's just.
I'm wearing
that.
Green.
True, I'm wearing all black.
As per
always.
Usual, Jesus Christ. So, Ames, before we bid our final farewell, we would just like to say a massive thank you to the sponsor of this episode, who is SkinSpace. It is our brand new favourite online shop to find some amazing skincare brands. I mean, we're obsessed, right?
We are super obsessed. So if you're ready to go earn some points and learn something new and make room on your shelf for your brand new skincare child, then head over to skinspace.co and the skincare world is your oyster.
Right, bye, bitch.
See you, Ames.
Bye-bye.
Au revoir. Bye.